Michael Langan now. 40 seconds to go. Sheehan O'Donnell. Keir Moore's ahead of him.
Has to
out
win
comes
it.
Moore. Moore's foul. Free for Donegal. That's a free for Donegal. Moore is fouled by Ethan Rafferty. And this will be the play that will secure an Anglesey Cup for Donegal. Yeah, the referee has stopped the clock with 30 seconds to go. Kieran Moore is getting a bit of treatment. This is a big kick for Donegal.
What do you do here? Do you go for your two-pointer, keep possession, or play it back and keep possession? Tony Boyle, I would take his opinion on it.
Tony Boyle.
Brendan, it's going to be difficult because they're going to put a full squeeze on us. And if it's intercepted, the problem is if it goes dead, they're going to get one more attack.
Yeah.
You know. So if we end up kicking wide, I would try and get a short. Try and get a short one possession, one another free.
Niall O'Donnell has it. Tony Boyle's ready to jump out through the press area here, so he is. We're watching Niall O'Donnell. We've got 29 seconds left on the clock. Here we go, Niall O'Donnell. Chips that in to Owen McHugh. McHugh, has he lost possession? Oh, he's lucky. He got it back. Gives it to McMenamin. McMenamin now to Finbar Lorty. Back to Pater Morgan. Morgan gives it to McMenamin. McMenamin trying to get the ball away. Finbar Lorty has it. Back it goes to Caleb McGonigal. 10 seconds to go here. Donegal have the ball. We're on the verge of winning another Anglesey Cup.
5 seconds.
4 seconds left.
We have it.
Donegal.
We have it.
Put the ball out of play.
It's over. Donegal are champions. What a day.
Back Ulster champions. A 12th Ulster title. What a game What a game of football. Donegal are champions of Ulster once again. Patrick McBurney gets a 7th, Michael Murphy gets a 6th, and there's a bit of a melee in the middle of the field, so there is, between a couple of players.
I'll tell you what happened, exactly what happened. Orrin McFadden Ferry came over celebrating in front of the Armagh dugout, and he shouldn't have done that, and they retaliated.
Yeah, the guards and everything are involved in there, trying to pull players out. And listen, it's all kicked off here. So it is. It's all kicked off.
But Donegal are Ulster champions, back to back, twice in a row. Washing.
Yes. Jim McGuinness, in his two terms, has won a 5th Ulster title. He's only been beaten once in Ulster, and that was in 2013 as manager of Donegal. Pater Morgan's down there holding the back of his leg.
Cramp.
He's cramping up as well. What a sensational day in Clonus. It was end to end. Donegal, we thought they were home and dry, but it didn't happen. And now the hills of Donegal is going to ring through the speaker system here in St. Tiernach's Park in Clonus. The green flares are lit, and Donegal are Ulster champions once again. Tony, have you calmed down any?
I would nearly give you a bar of the hills of Donegal. Oisín, I have to say, utterly fantastic. In my heart of hearts, when it went to extra time, I just didn't think we'd have the legs. I thought Armagh, what they were bringing off the bench compared to what we had, and we had men cramping up. Our subs that we brought on during normal time didn't work for us, and the three of them were taken back off for extra time, and we could bring the boys back on. But hey, the heart that we showed against the All-Ireland champions, you know, that we kicked them bad ways in the first half. We broke up. Kieran got a brilliant goal to get us into it, but then they came back at us again, and Niall O'Donnell, to me, made a massive difference.
Yeah.
To me, Niall O'Donnell's one of the best forwards we have at Donegal. Not sure why he hasn't been back at full tilt this year, but to me, he made a massive difference when he came on. But you have to give it. Listen, you have to give it to both teams. You don't like to see that. You don't like to see what happened there at the end. But you have to give it to both teams. But for Donegal to win two of the titles back to back, but to beat the All Ireland champions this time round, this is sweet. This is sweet.
Yeah, it is fantastic to see Donegal. All the supporters on the pitch. Clonus is green and gold once again. And Donegal had to dig deep in extra time. Listen, Brendan Kilcoyne, it was anybody's game in extra time. So it was. But Donegal were able just to find that wee crucial nugget to get over the line.
Absolutely, Oisín. It was such drama we've witnessed here today in Tiernach Park and Clonus. It was just pulsating the whole way through. And I just want a Tony reference about Niall O'Donnell. He was right, made a huge contribution when he came on. But there's another one, the subs, I want to mention that I thought made a huge contribution, and that was Owen McHugh. Absolutely phenomenal game. A lot of his work went unseen. It was getting tackles in, getting a hand in, making it difficult for Armagh progression. But some of the stuff he did, and even the last ball that he won He was under huge pressure and he won the ball. They retained possession despite a massive press from Armagh.
That was absolutely brilliant. And that free kick where he said to go short, it was very difficult to do it. Owen showed it under serious pressure. He said won it. And again, we came up around here, serious pressure. We managed, Stephen McMenamin got involved. We managed to work it back. Hey, credit to probably Niall, our first three subs, Jason, Aaron Doherty and Jimmy Brennan, probably didn't work out in normal time.
Yeah.
But to be fair to Owen McHugh and Niall O'Donnell.
And it shows you the importance of delving deep into your squad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to be fair to Stephen McMenamin as well.
Yeah.
You know, Bren McCall has been absolutely fantastic for us. But Stephen McMenamin came in and contributed, made that last run where I think we got the last score. So absolutely fantastic. And there will be a Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal tonight.
There'll be some party in Donegal, and there'll be some party back in the Abbey when these guys eventually get home. It could be about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So it could. But we mentioned Michael Langan because we may have been a wee bit critical of Michael towards the end of normal time, where he gave a pass which turned out to be a bit of a sloppy one to Mogan, who Armagh then went up and scored. Next thing, we're going to extra time. But he was so critical in the goal of Kieran Moore in extra time.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Michael's a fantastic player, and you know, he gave absolutely everything. And probably if it wasn't Father Mogan, he mightn't give that pass, because he probably thought Father's pace would have got him onto it. But you can see what he done for the goal. You know, he's still straight forward, and it was an awkward pass, took it, had the strength to get by the defender and then slip it across to Kieran Moore. And what a finish by Kieran Moore. It's just unbelievable.
Jimmy's winning matches is ringing out here in Clonus. We're looking at this Donegal team. You think it was the first Ulster title that they won, Brendan?
Yeah, and it just shows
the scenes are sensational.
It just shows you the talk about Ulster Championship and the importance of it. You can't overstate the importance of Donegal winning this Ulster Championship, and you can't overstate how much Armagh are disappointed not to get their hands on it after waiting so long. 2008, they go on again, and you have to have a bit of sympathy for Armagh. They've gone 3 years in a row beaten in tight finals, last year after penalties, this year after extra time. But it's Donegal's day, and deservedly so. They showed the Cahoonies when they needed to, coming down the straight, they had the ability to work the score, and you know, that's invaluable. So it is, and to great credit to Jim McGuinness, his management team, and all the players.
Donegal twice led by 7 points in this game. In the first half, they were leading by 14 points to 11 at the break. At one stage in that tie, just after the half hour mark, it was 14-7. We came towards the second half, and Donegal's score from Kieran Moore in 48 minutes had them 7 up again, 119-15. You thought maybe at that stage Donegal were going to be home and dry on the way to lifting the Anglo-Celt Cup. But Armagh had other ideas, as Donegal managed just one score in the remainder of the second half. Armagh jumped from 15 points the whole way to 23. Three unanswered scores at the end of the game to force extra time. We then went to extra time, and at half time it was 122-25. We did, of course, have the goal that came from Kieran Moore in that period as well for Donegal, which was a massive, massive score for them, of course. Hugh McFadden got that goal in normal time. Kieran Moore got the second goal. And that goal of Hughes was crucial. He put in a massive shift for Donegal in that game. And he really plays his football with his heart and his sleeve, Hugh McFadden, and he put in a big shift. But anyway, back to the second half towards the end. Armagh forcing extra time. At that break in extra time, it was level again, 122-25. Kieran Moore got Donegal's second goal, and of course it was Niall O'Donnell who hit the winning score.
And the cup is lifted by Patrick McBurty. Cup
has been lifted here by Patrick McBurty once again. Donegal are Ulster champions once again on a final scoreline of 223-28 points, a 1-point win for Donegal. And Patrick McBurty is going to give his speech here now in St Tiernach's Park in Clonus. We may be able to take some of this. We'll try and give it to you if you want to tune in and take a listen. Patrick McBurty saying that he's bringing the cup back to Dundonald. What an occasion it is for him to celebrate in front of his players once again, like he did last year, and lift the cup. Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life has also joined us. Well, Michael, what a cracker. What a cracking game.
Absolutely brilliant in every way, pulsating, Donegal 7 points up twice, I think. And Jason Duffy came back at them. Oisin Connolly, I think, took it to extra time. I can't remember. It's that frantic. But you're down to a few moments, Oisin, where Michael Langan got inside to make the goal for Kieran Moore. But there's one man I'd want to single out, Finbar Rorty. There's a stage down in front of us here where it was pressure cooker football.
Yeah.
You know, he's a young fella, inexperienced. I wrote him a match report, he is. But he was able to find a man. He played like a man who was playing championship football for 10 years. There was another passage of play where him and Stephen McManaman got it out of trouble. Bearing in mind, you can't give it back to the goalkeeper anymore. Donegal just somehow found a way to get over that line. I've no idea how they won it, to be honest, because Armagh was coming hard at them for a long time. But it just shows you that the key moments, and probably when you strip it all back, is Kieran Moore's goal.
Yeah.
That has probably broke Armagh, albeit it wasn't the winning score, but it was major.
What next for Armagh then? This is a real sucker punch, because this is the one that they really wanted after last year.
Yeah, and I suppose it's well documented this is their third Ulster final that they haven't managed to win, and they're into the qualifiers. I think they'll welcome Derry in the group stages, but they've also got Dublin and Galway, if I'm right there. So there's nothing easy there when you take it, and Pádraig Joyce and Mickey Graham are here watching, so I'm sure they've got their homework done. But as Ryan Ferry said to me there, the problem too is that both teams are absolutely out on their feet in terms of what do you do in the next 2 weeks, because you can't prepare. But obviously Donegal people are going to celebrate for the next 2 weeks, but from Armagh's point of view, it's going to be difficult to come back from that. But we saw today Rian O'Neill is now part of their squad. Maybe he's the wee boost that they need going into the All-Ireland series. But I just think it says an awful lot about Donegal's probably strength and depth that Michael Murphy ran himself pretty much until the end of the game. Finbar Rorty was the difference. Owen McHugh's new to the panel, made a couple of vital possessions during that game. There was a ball that Owen McFadden Ferry won from Patton when they were one down. If he hadn't got it, the house was down, it was game over. I remember thinking, if you're a soldier and you're used to being in the battleground, Cronus is probably easy. But at that stage, that moment, that puts two in it. You know, it sounds repetitive, but so many small moments that Donegal managed to find the other way. And then probably whenever another key moment in the game actually was Sean Patton kicked two kickouts on top of Ethan Rafferty. After that, Michael Murphy ran through the middle, and Patton had the balls to hit him with a rocket through the middle whenever they were struggling. So again, all the small moments. But I have to admit, you know, Donegal won it, but by God, Armagh were very, very much in the game, had the game in their hands two or three times at crucial stages. But Donegal, cliche as it is, they found that way to win, and that's just made the difference.
Brendan, Donegal go to the All-Ireland Series with a pomp in their step now, there's no doubt about it.
There'll not be much of a pomp in their step tonight after the effort they put in today, Oisin. They'll be fairly tired for a few days, I would imagine. But definitely, am I right in saying that the home to Tyrone is their first game?
Yeah, first v third,
There you go, out of the frying pan into the fire. But listen, they're going to need a few days, obviously, to recover after that tumultuous effort today. It was absolutely, every player there was out on their feet. Every player that made a contribution on the field of play was out on their feet. Every supporter was out on their feet. We were out on their feet. So, listen, it's going to take a few days to recover, but they'll get back at it next weekend. So they will. And, you know, the focus now will turn to Tyrone. And that's another challenge, another massive challenge in itself. Tyrone have been sitting back for the last few weeks, preparing, waiting to see who they'll be playing. They knew it would probably be Armagh or Donegal, and now they know that it's going to be a challenge coming, that they have to come into Donegal's backyard, and that's going to be another huge occasion and a huge game. But for now, Oisin, the importance of celebrating today has to be that, and it has to be celebrated in the hills of Donegal tonight, as Tony said, because this is a huge achievement to win back-to-back Ulster Championships.
Tony mentioned Michael Murphy, but let's mention Jim McGuinness. Tony, Donegal were at such a low ebb in 2023, and where we were in the football front.
Unreal, awesome.
And here we are now, Patrick McBurney lifting the Anglesey Cup for the second time in 12 months. The party's about to kick off and get into full steam again. But this is all down to a mastermind of Jim McGuinness.
Brilliant. I see a Donegal man with the Pope flag out here. Jim's probably a bit young to be the Pope, but he's our Pope. He's our Pope today. He's our Pope forever. You have to give it him. You know, I said it at the end of normal time. I genuinely didn't think we had it in the legs to get over. And Brendan said it. What Jim would say to them over in the dressing room to get them to go to the end, and that's exactly what he done. But to Jim, to the back room, to all the players, it's just absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I've got to give a shout out, Oisin, to my oldest girl, Zaria. She's at home. She wasn't fit to go there. She's due her first child in the next couple of days.
Very good.
My first grandchild.
Good
so stuff. I'm just hoping she'll hold off for another couple of days.
Grand to Tony.
We might be late. We might be late home.
Double celebration, Tony.
Yeah, it could be double. Listen, the very best wishes with that, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay, and listen, enjoy this. We have to treasure this, guys, because we don't get one and two many of them. We don't see this scene too often, but Jim McGuinness is... waved his magic once again. He's down in there amongst the management and the supporters and the players, and they're in full voice here, so they are. I hope you enjoyed our coverage of this Ulster final today. The Donegal players are just making their way up the steps. Kieran Moore there, his goal was crucial. Michael Langan, who played a big part of the extra time as well. I see Michael Murphy's coming to step. Remember Patrick McBertie was the only player now to have 7 Ulster titles with Donegal.
Wow, yeah, yeah. So phenomenal achievement, yeah. Yeah.
Michael Murphy is picking. He came back. Michael Murphy came back to do this. Yeah. He came back to do this.
Absolutely.
So he did. He's seen what happened last year.
I'd like to think that he'd do more, that he'd set his targets higher now.
Well, he came back, he won trophies.
People talk that the provincial, you know, the provincial titles don't mean anything. All you got to do is look out here, Oisin.
Yeah.
You know, I know as a former player, Donegal people, Jim knows. Jim, that's Jim's target every year. Ulster Championship. Everything else then is after that. And you see the Donegal people out here in front of us. Hey, it's just a fantastic, fantastic sight.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So does. Again, thanks for listening. What do you hear this for a cheer? You'll never guess who that is. Michael Murphy. Left in the Anglo-Celt Cup for a 6th time, just down below us. Again, hope you've enjoyed our coverage. Many thanks to Keith back in the studio, to Chris Ashmore, and to Kieran Cannon. My thanks is to go to Maureen O'Donnell, Brendan Kilcoyne, Tony Boyle, Michael McMullen, and thanks to the team at Highland Motors, and indeed Henry McGinley and Sons, who supported us in our coverage of both games today. Didn't work out for the ladies earlier on, but by God, it worked out for the men. We had a cracking game of football, a fantastic advertisement for Gaelic football. Donegal are Ulster champions for a 12th time.